Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Menachah Samach Zayin, Menachah 67b, pagination is 134. You'll see the Mishnah on this page. However, I would like to start with the previous Mishnah. So we're a page back on Samach Vav, Amud Aleph, 66a, pagination 131 at the bottom of the page. We're dealing with the process of the Karban Omer, the flour carbon that's brought on the second day of Pesach and allows the new crop to be used. The Mishnah says, Katsuruhu, they harvested the grain that's going to be used for the Omer. That's typically the night before the beginning of the 16th of Nisan. V'nasnuhu bekupas, they put it into the boxes. We encountered this in the previous session where they had this dialogue with the bystanders about the process. Hevi'uhu la'azara, and they brought the stalks to the Beis HaMikdash. Vayu mahav havim oso, they toasted them, ba'or, exposed to fire, kedei lekayim bo mitzvas koli, divrei Reb Meir, in order to fulfill the pasuk that says that they should be roasted. The pasuk, in fact, says, Aviv kali bo'esh geres karmel, that it's ripened just to the right amount, it's parched over the fire, and then ground appropriately in a coarse way. So they would toast it to fulfill that statement of kalui bo'esh. The Chachamim argue and say, indeed, it's going to be toasted, but before you do that, you have to first thresh it. They used a gentle method of threshing so that the kernels should still remain intact. They put it into a pipe, and this pipe had holes in it, so that the fire should affect it properly. Once it's toasted, shatchuhu ba'azara, they spread it in the courtyard, v'aruach minasheves bo, to expose it to the wind, to get rid of the moisture. Nasnuhu la'rechaim shel gerusos, they then placed it in a mill, in a grindstone that would do coarse type of grinding, and they would extract from this process an isaron worth of flour, shumenufa, which had been sieved, bishlosh meos nafa, 13 times. It was an entire process that would get it to be exactly what they needed. Fashaar nifte, what remained and is unneeded, would be redeemed, v'necha l'chaladam, and can be eaten by anyone. V'chayev b'chala upatam en amayser, and whoever does redeem it and wants to eat it is going to be obligated in chala, because that's an obligation from the time that it's a dough. So if you buy the grain, you buy the flour, it doesn't become a dough until it's out of Hektish's property. So when it becomes dough, it's obligated in challah, and therefore this buyer is going to have to give challah from it. He's going to be absolved of meiser, because at the time that it was harvested, it was not owned by a particular person. It was owned by Hektish, by the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Akiva mechayev b'challah v'meiserus. Rabbi Akiva is the dissenting opinion. He says, not only in challah are you obligated, but also in meiser. Let's turn the pages, to Samach Zayin Amud Beis, Ardaf, where this Mishnah continues in describing the process of the Omer. Balo li Isaron. He comes to this Isaron's worth of flour. Nosan alav shamno ulevonto, he places upon it the shemen and the levona, the oil and the frankincense. Yotzak ubalal, He does the pouring, the mixing, heinif, he does the tnufa, the waving, the higish, and he brings it close to the mizbeach. Komatz, he takes the kemitza off, the hiktir, and he burned the kemitza on the mizbeach. Vasha'ar ne'echal ha-kohanim, and the leftovers of it are leftovers of the mincha that goes to the kohanim to be eaten. The Mishnah concludes with an important concept regarding the permissibility of the grain once the Omer has been brought. So the people are waiting anxiously to be allowed to eat from the new crop. They're not allowed until the Omer is brought. Mishekarav ha-Omer, the Mishnah recounts that by the time the Omer was brought, Yotzim, they come out of the Beis HaMikdash, and tada, magic, Umotzim shuk Yerushalayim shu'umalei kemach kali shalobritzon chachamim divir Reb Meir. Reb Meir says that the fact that the marketplace of Yerushalayim was full of the new crop available for purchase was against the Chachamim's desire. It was against their legislation because they were concerned that if a person is allowed to harvest, etc., invariably we could run into the problem that someone will eat from that new crop and you're not allowed, so we didn't want you to be involved with it. There was no intrinsic prohibition because they did not harvest it in the conventional way. They harvested it individually in an unusual way, and they processed it, etc., in anticipation of being able to eat it after the Omer was brought. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Bertzon chachamim hayu osim." There was no restriction according to Rabbi Yehuda, and there was no objectionable behavior going on here, as long as they made sure not to eat until the Omer was brought, and to make sure to harvest not in the regular way of harvesting. There was the ability to produce the kind of quantity that was being described, that the marketplace of Yerushalayim was full of the new crop in anticipation. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.